Amen. Good morning to everyone. God has blessed us with this opportunity. If you have your Bibles with me, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3, and we're going to look at verses 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And I must admit, I'm doing a Mother's Day sermon, and this message or this verse isn't just for mothers, it's for all of us. So, but it includes mothers, so it's applicable. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Let's bow in prayer. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your son Jesus Christ to fulfill and to do what we couldn't do. We thank you today and every day, Lord. We just ask that you would bless God, protect and watch over us. Help us as we thank and recognize the importance of motherhood and following after your direction. And we just ask that you would continue to guide and bless us. In Jesus' name we ask and we pray all things. Amen. Amen. Before we move forward, I want to go backward for a second to, forward in this chapter, Proverbs chapter 30, rather. I'm sorry, Proverbs chapter 31. I'm going to read verses 10 until I get tired. Who can find a virtuous wife, for her worth is far above rubies? The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She's like the merchant ships. She brings food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maid servants. She considers a field and buys it from her profits, and she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hand to the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Dot, dot, dot. Go on down to verse 28. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done excellent, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. You know, every Mother's Day, every time we have a special opportunity to just say thank you to anybody, always one of the things that also comes back is the recognition that there are mothers who haven't done the responsibilities, mothers who haven't stepped up in all of that. But what we're doing today is saying thank you for the contributions. Thank you for the investments that have been made into us. Thank you for the sacrifice that has been made. And probably the first point I have here is embracing the call of motherhood. And you would probably think that that seems pretty easy, huh? But one of the things we read here, if you just read this whole thing, you see something about motherhood is that motherhood is challenging. Look at all the activities that we already just read from this virtuous woman, and you see that she's tired, she's working, she's doing, she's multitasking. If we're gonna make this into the modern, you know, she's taking the kids to soccer, she's fixing their lunches, She's providing for her husband and making sure that there's a meal when they come home. She's taking care of things. She's going to work herself. She's coming back and taking care of the household chores and things of that nature, of course, with your help. But you see that she's got lots on her shoulders. And that end is so important. Look at what it says. Charm is deceitful, beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Yeah, I know there's a lot of moms that haven't handled responsibilities, but there are so many who have. And for them, we say thank you, and we ought to praise them, right, man? Praise mom, moms that have been on that front line, doing the work, giving that sacrifice. We say thank you. We say thank you. Because not everyone does. My son, I don't know if many of you know, some of you know, but my oldest son, Angel, his biological mother never really had a part in his life after he was born and all of that. I gained custody of Angel and tried to, you know, raise him the best I could by myself for a few years until I met my beautiful wife and his beautiful mother. In Crystal, but it's a challenge. And the only reason I'm bringing that up isn't to say, man, look at me, I took on that responsibility. It's to say, what a shame. What a shame that someone else wasn't there to be able to realize all the blessings that I've been able to realize, to be able to give and receive the same type of love from a wonderful, wonderful son that we've been able to be able to receive and to give and to receive. What a shame. What a shame that you weren't there to contribute and sacrifice and invest. And I'm saying this and doing this for the mothers right now to stress your importance. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it, the training. Those investments that we make right now, that is going to carry and be with them for the rest of their lives, you know? And so it's important to start planting those seeds right now, to embrace this call for motherhood, to recognize your importance in this, and that you're vitally important making sure to maturing our youth and to getting the next generations ready. But like I said, it's tough. And look what he says here. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. But one of the things I remember when I was first given this great responsibility, and I felt like, what? Me? First of all, me? Immature me? Immature me in his early 20s now, having a great responsibility of having to raise someone else, me? And then, where's the instruction manual, please? Someone, and when I mean instruction manual, I mean I want everything specified. Yeah, when the baby is starting to look purple, what do you do next? You know, for us guys, it's just get on over it, get up and get moving. Anyway, all right. But we don't have the instruction manual. I've never seen someone give one to someone. Anyone gave an instruction manual to their kids? Okay, all right, just making sure. But we've got much guidance. There is much guidance. We have to understand how limited we are, and then, of course, recognize that God has given us everything we need right here. I mean, he's not going to tell us all the specifics, but he's going to give us some general guidelines on how to rear our children. And so it's important that we do just what it says here. Lean not to our own selves, our own way of thinking. Instead, look to the Lord. For me, this is empowering. This is empowering for me. I remember one time, you know what? I'm going to skip that story. It's going to bring us in the wrong direction. I don't want to go there. And I don't want to explain it. All right. Sorry, I hate when people do that. I'm sorry. They start and stop. But anyway, if you talk to me one-on-one, I'll explain to you. But we wanna trust in God, trust in God's direction, follow after God's way. Remember, as we were talking about training up a child in the way that he or she should go. You know, what does that mean? That means taking time and investing in our kids. I think we're in a culture right now where we throw kids to the TV and just, and I'll see you tomorrow. You know, but there's so much that we need to do to be able to raise our kids up to be productive members of society in the future, church leaders, future deacons and elders and all that. But we've got to take time to invest. It just doesn't happen. First of all, the world ain't doing it. Hello. The world's not going to teach our kids what it is to live a morally acceptable life according to God, to follow after God's standards. The world's not going to teach us that. That's us. That's our responsibility as mothers and fathers to do that. And so we've got to take this responsibility and make sure that we're holding it and giving it the light and attention that it really needs and importance in our lives that it needs. And then we got to trust in God's wisdom. What does that mean? I got to know what God's will is. I've got to give that will, teach that will to our children. I've got to model that also. I mean, once again, great, great responsibility that each of us have. But then this last part, and you heard me right. But I'm gonna spend a half hour in this last part, okay. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. We're going to park right there for just a moment. Because it's tough being a parent. You're praying for your children. You're understanding our own limitations. We're understanding also something that the kids don't understand, that we're human and fallible also. Amen? You know why I'm saying that? Because that means the kids, if kids, you're out there, you got to give your parents this word called grace, too. They don't always get it right. They're trying to do the best they can with the tools that they have. And they try. I mean, I'm just assuming you're trying to do it right. Amen. And so we got to give them grace. Oh, yeah, parents, let me talk on for the kids, too. They need grace, too. You know, we were in a situation not too long ago. I'm not going to give you any specifics. I'm not going to tell you who it was. But it's one of them. One of them. And we had to deal with the one of them. And there was a way we could have dealt with it to bring down the hammer. And truthfully, my flesh was crying for that, truthfully. Was at my wit's end, didn't know what to do. And then finally, you know, Crystal brought this grace word out. You remember when you were that age? Huh. Ooh, no, I don't want to remember when I was... Oh, great. Give him the grace. When I started doing that. But through the struggles, and this is if anything, I know this is a little discombobulated and all that, but if anything I want you to get to is the fact that holding on to doing the right thing, even when it's challenging, knowing that God is going to work it out in the end. You know, there's a popular series, a sermon series, T.D. Jakes, The Power of a Praying Mother. You know, there's some books, Power of a Praying Mother, Power of a Praying Grandmother, and things of that nature. And when you start thinking about that, you're thinking of someone who's going before the Lord on behalf of their child, pleading for God. And for me, that's what I'm think of a good godly mother. That's a mother who's being intentional, thinking about their child, not just for the moment, but looking at their best interest in the long run. And then doing whatever it takes in order to make sure that that child is moving in the right direction. And this is how God does it for us. God gives us instruction. God allows us, gives us opportunities to practice it out for demonstration in our lives. Sometimes we succeed and you can get a little bit of advancement. Sometimes we fail and, okay, you got to repeat that process again. But God is always trying to. He's like us grapes, and he's pruning away the bad in order to make us more effective. And that's how we ought to be with our children also, looking at their best interests and understanding, even when it's tough, when it looks like they're not getting it, when it looks like they're going in the wrong direction, and you just keep planting and praying and planting and praying, and that power of a praying mother, that power of a praying grandmother, that power of someone who's interceding on behalf of anyone else, you know, and trying to ask God to come in and bless and help and direct and guide and heal and move in a certain direction. I believe I have some people praying like that in my life. And we're looking, my mother invested in us as she was working, but when she was home, it was us. We were her life. And she worked hard. And then after that, it was us. She showed us, you know, through words also, but not just through words, but through her actions. And so if anything I can just say today is, Mom, wherever you are, the early stages, enjoy your moments. Chelsea and Mark and Ice family, you know, enjoy those years, those formative years. You know, that's a beautiful time. But get ready. We'll be here. Once they're walking and talking and need some counsel and encouragement, we'll be right here waiting for you. and then you go through the stages. Like I said, man, we're getting to that point of graduations and all that already. And it's just like, wow, they're going through stages. But you know what? One thing I learned here, I'm going to be 50 years old. Wow. Woo, I'm old. Some of y'all saying, you a young little, talking about he old. I feel old anyway. Here at 50 years old, there you go. Mom's still right here. Mom is still right here, 50 years old. And if she says something, I'm going to shut up. And I'm going to do exactly what Mama said. Why? That's how she trained us. All right? And she loved us, and she served us, and she did all this. And so for that, if Maria Vasquez is out there listening to this, Happy Mother's Day to you, and thank you for the love that you've invested in me. I'm about to cry right now just even saying that. But thank you to the mothers that have been good, godly mothers. If you're starting out on that journey, there's no better way to start out than leading. Then first you leading and following here, and then you taking this and investing it into their lives. So that, man, it's going to give you so many great returns if you do that. Great returns in their lives, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, generations that follow after also. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to let y'all go out to dinner, lunch, whatever you want to do. Call Mama if you haven't done so already and encourage her. Maybe there's somebody here this morning, and I was going to go right into just I want to build it up a little bit. I think the gospel needs to be built up. Maybe there's somebody here today and you recognize that you are in need of a love, just like a mother's love. And God already loved us. He showed his love for us that yet while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Brother spoke earlier about the need for blood, a blood sacrifice. And whatever reason God needed that, he did. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, and of course Jesus comes to be that ultimate sacrifice for us. He sheds his blood as the lamb slain before the world for us, for our sins. Maybe you're here this morning and you're ready to now just be restored, be revived, be renewed, be remade because of what Jesus did on that cross. You recognize that today you could leave out differently than when you came in. Maybe you're ready for that surrender this morning. If you are, Jesus told his disciples to go and to carry this message to the world. In Matthew 28, 18 to 20, he gave them a universal command to take this gospel and take it to all the world. Baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I've commanded you, Jesus said. He said, and lo, I'll be with you always to the end of the age. Maybe you're here this morning subject to that call, recognizing Christ died for you, was buried for you, rose for you. And now you've got to do something today. You've got to come and surrender to Jesus Christ today. At that point, we will baptize you in water according to the scripture. At that time, the Lord will wash away your sins according to scripture. At that time, you will come up out of that grave, a new creature in Jesus Christ according to scripture. If you're ready to do that this morning, won't you come right now as we stand and we sing the song of invitation? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. You may be seated. May God bless you. May God keep you. And if he didn't promise to take you out to dinner or lunch, you let me know, okay? All right. God bless you. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day.